Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2024, this is our one of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers in one of the peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution unless it's a Jesus revolution. We stand for the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. The only real sad question we have left is, will they let us peacefully restore the country? Or will they take us to war or destroy the economy? What will the deep state thugs really do when push comes to shove, when we demand our rights peacefully within the rule of law, etc., etc.? What will they do? That's the only question that's unknown, ladies and gentlemen. Just saying. All right, welcome to the broadcast. It is Sam Bushman on your radio, and I've got Lance Migliaccio with me, thebigmig.com. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Sam. Happy to be here with the Liberty Roundtable listeners. We're super excited, as always. Love doing your show. And, man, the news cycle is out of control, as usual, so lots to cover today.
Amen to that reality check. George Ballantyne normally with us, not today as a family personal situation to take care of. However, he is with us going forward. Count on that. Got to have Ballantyne on your radio as well, ladies and gentlemen. The tip of the spear, ladies and gentlemen. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. TheBigMig.com. Let's kick it off. We've got several different, just so many stories. It's not even imaginable. This one, Lance, just a quick one. I didn't feed this one to you, but I want to get your highlights of this. Several Taco Bell restaurants in Oakland, California, shut down their indoor dining options. Why? Too much crime. Can't go to Taco Bell, can't sit down and eat, and they're just crime-ridden all over. Three out of the four Taco Bells in Oakland shutting down their dine-in options. Because of crime. It's out of control, Lance.
Well, look, we're seeing this as a pattern all across the country. Obviously, everything that's happened, law enforcement with the ban the police and defund the police and all these other agendas and the changing of laws like what they've done in California. Is it any surprise to you that these businesses are closing down? How can they afford to continue business when they're not getting any support from the governments locally to enforce the laws that are already listed? And in fact, they're doing the opposite. They're removing the laws, and it seems to me like they're promoting criminality and looting and all the rest of the destruction. So as a corporation, how can you afford to continue to business, Sam, like that?
No, I don't really know. All I know is this. When it's that out of control, it's time for people to realize the policies that they've got in place are the problem. The defund the police movement is the problem. If everybody was self-governed followers of Christ, we would not need tons of government. But when you have the promotion of drugs and alcohol and sex and trafficking and cartels and illegals, and you create this hodgepodge of illegality, and then you defund the cops and stuff like that, you're literally just creating the environment that gets you the results we're seeing now, folks. Even Oregon had to reverse their pro-drug agenda. Now, I'm not really thinking the war on drugs is a good thing. I think it's bogus not to be stopped because we spend billions on the lie that we're going to solve the drug problem. But I also don't want to go the other direction and legalize and promote and fund and, hey, let's just give people, needles and give people Narcanon to come back for when they've overdosed and then give people the drugs in a managed situation and everything else. This is just disastrous policies, and even Oregon had to reverse that. All these places that called for the defunding of the cops are now going, whoa, hold on, wait, we can't really do that. Crime is out of control. And so it's all these policies that are the problem. We could have told you this from the very start, this would go down like this. Lance?
I believe, and this is my take on it after lots of investigation, you get these narratives that are created by the Washington, D.C., deep state, cabal, uniparty, give it any name you want, and then they pass it through to all the states across the country. So, yeah, Sam, I mean, they're pushing that policy from there. They're allowing the border invasion to continue, and it doesn't matter whether it's drugs, whether it's our law enforcement not getting the support they need. All of it is really, in my opinion, it's chaos. That's what they thrive on. They thrive on chaos, and they're destroying us from within intentionally. I believe it's all part of a master plan to destroy the country from within, and the people are suffering because of it, Sam.
Yes, but they're not suffering enough. And the reason that I say that is not that I want them to suffer, but I know this. If there's not really any real suffering day to day, then they don't seem to push back. But the second you start to take away somebody's NBA, or March Madness, or
sure.
some of the entertainment that people have, or people are having trouble with their big screen or their internet or whatever else.
Exactly.
And people are gonna, when they start to feel that kind of pain, they're gonna go, hey, well, hold on a minute now. Right?
Take away their Taylor Swift tickets to their next
now
show.
You're talking. Hey, I'm telling you right now, you'll have people outside of City Hall. They'll be outside the county buildings. They'll be at the state capitals, and they'll be demanding a change. And really, until the American people get incensed enough to do that peacefully, call your congressmen, senators. Every time they have a town hall meeting at home, they're literally, these things are brought up, and the pushback from the people. Until that peacefully happens in enough numbers to matter, it ain't going to change, sir.
Yeah, it's sad, right, Sam? Because that's not the country we're supposed to have. It just seems like, people talk about it and they say, oh, well, why are they doing this? Common sense would tell you, anybody, that these are bad decisions that are getting made at a government level, and that the pass-through is going to be incredibly bad for the people and the communities they affect. But that's not what's going on. It's not common sense. It's intentional deceit. It's intentional destruction from within. There's no doubt anybody looks at the border and thinks that Joe Biden and the administration decided to fly in 400,000 immigrants without vetting them and ship them all over the country. Anybody would tell you, well, that doesn't make any sense. Look what we have to go through at the airports, right? I mean, it's ridiculous the amount of security that an American has to go through, but now an unvetted illegal immigrant is just being flown into the country, giving this incredible amount of money. Those kind of policies, they don't make any sense, right? I mean, how do you make any sense of that, Sam?
They don't make sense if you have the viewpoint that you and I have in mind, which is a strong, free America first policy, a viewpoint that says, listen, we love other people in other countries, but we want to make sure we're all good, get our own house in order. And then, you know what? Americans are some of the greatest philanthropists and the greatest charitable people ever known. They do reach out and care for others and take care of those. You know, we do believe in caring for our neighbor, and we do believe in these kind of different things. The problem with it is, when you move forward with these policies that clearly undermine that, it doesn't make sense if you have our view in mind. That's true, Lance. But it makes absolute sense if you understand their goal. That is to create a shadow government on a global scale and destroy everything that you and I hold dear. Jettison due process of law, jettison limited checks and balanced style government, and replace it with their own, tyrannical global agenda, then you understand their goal is to take down America. And everything they're doing makes absolute sense in their context.
Yeah, you just nailed it 100%. That is exactly what's going on. What I'm actually surprised about is it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. How is it possible that any American at this point can't simply identify how horrendous these policies are and how intentional this destruction is?
Because they don't understand the ramification. This is what I mean by the pain. You bring in, just say, over the last several years, 10 million illegals. We don't even know the numbers, the problem. That in and of itself highlights the issue. But you bring in, 5, maybe 10 million illegals. You ship them all over the country. And we haven't yet even begun to realize the effects. While they're on the dole, while they're getting these big old, gift cards or whatever they're getting, food passes and, medical care and we'll give you special
cell phones.
Treatment. Your government, your regular American can't go to school because it's too crowded, but the illegal gets into school. And, as long as all those handouts keep a rolling, it'll keep the... I don't want to say natives restless, because these aren't natives. These are illegals. The illegals will, you know, hey, they won't be restless. They'll be fine. The second you start to pull that back, or the second they are sure that they've assimilated into society well enough to where they're not the scrutiny point, they will start to create havoc. And you see Oakland and San Francisco, to make the point. San Francisco, there's stories. There's just literally people taking dumps right in the streets and stuff. In Oakland, California, they literally have to close down Taco Bell because it's too violent to even have the store open. You've got other companies closing down and leaving. And you're seeing this in big city after big city. New York is dangerous as all get out. But I'm telling you, you haven't seen anything like what the next several years, they will unleash the illegals on the people. And you will create a civil, well, is it even a civil war? If the illegals come in, and what kind of a war is that?
We'll talk, I don't know.
Lance Migliaccio with me, but you're listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
All right, we're talking about several Taco Bell restaurants literally have to close. It's too violent, too much crime in Oakland, California. The price of Bitcoin hovered around $72,000 on Tuesday. It's up, creating a bunch of new crypto billionaires. Joe Biden and crew are absolutely out of control. It's getting worse, folks, by the day. And I'm just telling you, you ain't seen nothing yet, Lance, in terms of the unleashing. You know, right now when it's all new, they're coming. They're like, wow, we're safe. We have a better land than we have. But pretty soon the illegals will stay illegal, but they'll be entitled now. In other words, hey, they have been hooked on the dope of handouts. And once that doesn't, you know, they don't get the special treatment that they're getting, they're treated like normal society people, like, hey, you got to work hard and you're going to pay taxes. And if they get to that level in any way, it's going to change. They're going to create blowback in the country that embraced them. Now, when I say the country that embraced them, I'm talking about the illegality of Joe Biden and anybody who supports that initiative. The rest of us are frustrated, but eventually they will be unleashed against the rest of us. They will create an internal United States turmoil of, I don't know what proportions, but you're going to have the red and blue states against each other. You're going to have the illegals rampaging and raging, and they're going to be very hard to identify and name. You're going to see a different world in the next 10, 20 years, I promise you. You ain't seen nothing. They're just setting the stage for this to happen. But when they unleash this, it is not going to be a pleasant experience at all. These people don't care about the laws. They don't care about morality. Rape and pillage and plunder is the way of life they left and came here for a respite from. But they will bring their viewpoints and agenda and selfishness and all this with them. They absolutely will. And to think they won't is absolute foolhardy, Lance.
I mean, I think you've said a mouthful there, but it's fact. I mean, we're not the people that are being that are entering this country illegally right now. These aren't doctors and lawyers and engineers. These aren't the kind of people that you would want to have immigrating the country. You know, my understanding is that Haiti, emptied 4,000 criminals out of their prisons and brought them right to the border. And there's no way that our Border Patrol and the Biden administration doesn't know what kind of people are coming into this country. We've got transnational gangs, the cartels are moving in more of their people so that they can work on their traffic back and forth and the currency back and forth for guns, narcotics, whatever they actually can make money on, counterfeit
people.
Goods. Yeah, and so obviously, the coyote, the human trafficking has literally gone through the roof. I mean, Joe Biden, the Biden administration, they're the employees of the year for the cartels. So there's no way. These people aren't trained. They're coming here on the dole. They're taking the monthly debit card, the cell phones, the free health insurance. They're getting the free travel all around the country.
They're not taught about our proper love government of the ways of freedom and why we're successful. They're not taught anything about our culture and who we are. In fact, they're taught that they should hate our culture, but love our land. Hate our culture, but like the La Raza Hispanic agenda is to say they believe they need to take back their country that we stole from them. If you go study the narrative on this, this is all coming to fruition in the country, aided and abetted by our supposedly elected leadership.
Well, and our leadership is working right side by side with the UN, with NGOs, with foundations. They're setting up encampments. They're providing the transportation. They're getting shuttled through the nights to every locale in the United States. I mean, I'm here in Denver, and there's a crazy amount of illegal immigrants here in the town. There's a guy with a window cleaning operation on every corner at this point.
In fact, it's so bad now that, you know, Denver called itself a sanctuary city for a long time. Now they're kind of trying to rethink their sanctuary status because they're going, we cannot handle this. Okay?
I don't have any
problem with people coming to America that want to do it legally, and we let people assimilate in manageable numbers, and we bring the right people that really want a better life, and we vet them and stop the criminals, but bring the good people that really truly do need asylum and or truly do want a better life. I have no problem with people getting a hand up and a help and a support and everything else. The problem is the way it's going down. No vetting. They're in here, illegal status. They're not contributing taxes to the mix because they can't work, at least in America, unless they work in an illegal situation. I mean, the problems go on and on and on and on. And it has nothing to do with race, nothing to do with we don't want people to come to America, everything to do with every country knows through the history of the world that it has got to be, one, the stream of new people coming to the country has got to be reduced to a manageable level, number one. If I have $1 million in my bank account, stand on the street in L.A. and I give out a dollar to everybody that walks by, pretty soon I don't have any money and I don't have any ability to help anybody. On the other hand, if I can help people at my discretion, and I can help for a long time because I can manage my wealth and manage my income and what I'm doing. And okay, we need to do that as a country. And every country understands this except America for some crazy reason. We need to stop the illegals. We need to come back and say, how can we have an appropriate legal door for people to come? And if you're vetted and you do the right things to make sure that you're an okay person to come here, if you get some kind of a corporate or some kind of a personal sponsor to where you're not on the dole, you know, there's a lot of ways we could put things in place to make this work and be appropriate. And I'm not against those things. Yeah. But the way it's going down is the problem. Who we're bringing in and the lack of oversight is the problem. The lack of them paying taxes and understanding why our government works so well. What is it about America that's so great? They don't even know or care. They just want theirs, right? And that's where the problem is. They don't speak our language. And it's not that, English is better than other languages. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we've got to have fundamental cultural realities. When the ancient people came to America that were immigrants, a lot of them would even speak both languages in their home. They wanted to be American, and they wanted to embrace all American culture and customs and everything else. I'm not saying that you got to go that far. There's nothing wrong with holding on to your legacy, your culture, or your language to some degree. But you've got to be willing to learn English, willing to assimilate into America, learn the principles that make America great, you know, about the checks and balances and about the proper role of government and about how we look to God, not government, for solutions. And I mean, I can go on and on and on, but we're not teaching those things. What we're doing is bringing in this balkanized group of people that literally want to set up their own little mini country, their own Chinatowns, their own whatevers, right in the heart of your country, right in the heart of your county and state, without the same laws or rules or guidelines, without even respect for who we are and what we're doing. And that really is the core of the problem. And they're doing it on purpose, Lance.
I mean, there's no way that it's not on purpose. You know, it's incredible that anybody in the United States at this point believes anything that the Washington, D.C. elite executive branch has to say. They just continue to perpetuate the story that everything's great at the border. But it doesn't matter. The reporting from the border from all the independent journalists brings back the same horror stories. the rape trees, the child trafficking, the human trafficking, the excessive drugs, the abuse, the murders by the cartels on both sides of the border, depending on if people cooperate or don't cooperate. I mean, listen, I was talking to a sheriff this week, and he has a bag with over 100 different countries' IDs in it. Now, there's no possible way that you can consider it. A lot of people in this country are confused. They think it's Mexico, Latin America entering our country. These are people from all over the world, military-aged, unvetted males from China and other countries. We're hearing that the Chinese CCP have safe houses here that they've set up across the United States where they're housing these military-aged Chinese. There's an operation being run on us. We're in a war on this border, and everything coming out of Washington, D.C. from both sides of the aisle is just garbage, Sam.
Well, and let me prove your point. So the Democrats are bringing in all these illegals, and the Republicans complain they're up in arms about it. Rather than Republicans in the House of Representatives, you know, defunding the government, saying we're going to shut down the government unless you shut down the border, and using real hardcore tactics based on the rule of law and their delegated responsibilities and obligations, they just babble. They went down to the border. The House went down with Mike, whatever, Johnson, and they went down to the border. They didn't really do anything, though. They just let the Senate debate something that was worthless, and then they killed it, you know, dead on arrival kind of a thing. They have a lot of power and a lot of authority to solve the problem. Well, the governors could say we're taking over our state. Greg Abbott's done a little bit of that, but not near enough. But the state governors and the states need to say, look, federal government, you need to participate in this. And if you don't, we're going to have a real problem. And they need to start to stand up, and they need to start to use nullification and tell the federal government, listen, you're not going to be able to come into our state. We're not going to cooperate with you. We're not going to allow our states to have these problems. But what these governors do is they then start busing the illegals around. So in Texas or Florida, they're like, well, let's just send them to New York or New Jersey or somewhere and have them feel the pain, too. And that's worked a little bit because the Democrats are feeling the pain and they've changed their tune on the topic. Now you got all kinds of Democrats that say, yeah, the border's a crisis. We didn't believe it was, but now it is. Sanctuary cities like Denver and everything else. The problem with it is, though, all the Republicans have really done is spread the pain, but they've helped distribute illegals all around the country. And what that's done is made you feel like the border isn't as bad. See, if they all stayed in Texas and crossed the border and said, hey, we're going to keep you right here on the border, you would see a buildup and a buildup and a buildup to where it's a problem. But they want to supposedly fire back at the Democrats by shipping them all over the country. What they've really done has helped the Democrats do their duty work, all to make a, quote, political point and be one up. Hey, we're showing you that this is really bad. Now you agree that this is a problem. But they haven't done anything really except for helped, aided and abetted the crisis, Lance. Really, that's what they've done, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's my problem with the Republicans. They just sit around and they talk really loud and they go, listen to my voice. I'm talking really loud and we're angry about this. And we're going to have another committee and we're going to have another hearing and we're going to subpoena some people. And some of them aren't going to show up and some of them are. And we're just going to continue to make a bunch of noise. It's all noise, Sam. And to me, that's the problem. We have the Democrats in full overdrive destroying the country, and then we have the Republicans in full do-nothing mode. They talk about it, but they never get anything done. And honestly, this is a serious, a problem beyond the scope that anybody is really grasping.
So let me ask you what's worse. Think about this for a second. Joe Biden giving a ticket to an illegal in a foreign country and flying them straight into New York for distribution. Mm-hmm. That's the general government Joe Biden plan. Mm-hmm. Or a Republican governor that lets them cross the border in Texas and then they give them a bus ticket and send them to New York. So you get one's Democrat style, one's Republican style. But in the same, at the end of the day, it's all the same, is it not? If they take, you know, 10 million illegals and distribute them around the country, yeah, everybody's feeling some pain, but no one's seeing the real crisis. So I submit to you, the Republicans are just doing it, you know, their way. But there are both sides of the aisle are accomplishing the same things, are they not? No one's stopping them from coming across the border. No one's sending them back across the border. The only two things that really make any sense, right?
I mean, 100%. Just like what Abbott did. He only defended one section of the border. He didn't have the National Guard spread out across the entire Texas border. And that's the problem. It's just more optics, more publicity stunts, in my opinion.
Greg's cracking down and going against Joe. You ready for the elections? Kind of lies, right? Nobody's doing any good to stop illegal activity in America at all. In fact, it's just exponentially increasing. Quick pause. Sam and Lance on your radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It's official. President Joe Biden has won the Democratic nomination to run for re-election. It lines up a rematch with former President Donald Trump. Trump has clinched the Republican nomination. This, as there are still several primary election votes left to collect and count in several U.S. states. The man who was in charge of the DOJ classified documents investigation of President Biden, which resulted in no criminal charges, is testifying before Congress.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials.
Robert Herr offered testimony before a House committee Tuesday. Democratic lawmakers wanted to hear Herr admit errors in judgment. Republicans, on the other hand, wanted to hear more about why Herr described Biden as elderly with a bad memory. The White House says it's time to lay the Biden documents case to rest. The Senate's Republican leader urging the GOP-controlled House to vote on a bipartisan foreign aid package before it's too late. USA's John Schaefer.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, as we all know, the world is literally at war. Our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo, and our friends in Israel need help as well.
Last month, senators approved a $95 billion national security package. However, Speaker Johnson has hesitated to schedule the bill for voting, insisting that aid to Ukraine be tied to significant policy adjustments at the U.S.-Mexico border.
This, as a new $300 million weapons shipment package to Ukraine is being prepped by the White House. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is confirming earlier reports about his potential shortlist for VP candidates in his third-party run for president. On Tuesday, it was reported RFK Jr. was speaking to NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hands shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, Lance Biliotto, Sam Bushman on your radio, thebigmig.com, libertyroundtable.com. So the price of Bitcoin hovering around 72,000 now, above its high, minting new, what, Bitcoin billionaires, crypto coin billionaires or whatever. I'm not a crypto fan. What do you say to that, though? $72,000 now, Lance.
Well, I have my own belief on cryptos. I'm not a crypto fan myself, and maybe that's naive on my part. I think there probably are some blockchain cryptos that are here to stay. But I get a lot of different reports about Bitcoin and who's behind Bitcoin, and then it's got a nefarious history that a lot of people are unaware of.
Yes, it does. In fact, governments have been embracing Bitcoin, and eventually, I submit to you that eventually, the government will regulate these digital or cryptocurrencies to the point where the only one left will be the governments. At some point, they'll point out problems and issues with all of them and take down people to where, by golly, the Hegelian dialectic works great. And, you know, we don't care which choice you choose as long as you choose government A or government B plan. That's really where they're headed with this thing. And every time they legitimize these bitcoins or blockchains or digital currencies, what they're really doing is bringing it closer and closer to government mandates and controls. That's my take on them, and that's why I'm not for them. They don't have any power of real, honest money, value for value. They're created, again, out of thin air. And you could say, no, Sam, you don't understand the technology. Their mind, it takes a bunch of computing power to make happen. Well, all you're doing is trading in electricity and trading computer crunching for so-called value is all you're doing. But there's not real core value there at all, except for we poured enough money into electricity to supposedly, you know, crunch on this thing to create it. The more you go, the harder it is to create them, and there's a finite number of them. That means eventually it's a monopoly, right?
I mean, look, it's just a digital fiat currency. It's no better than what we have with the U.S. dollar at this point in the Federal Reserve.
It's worse.
My opinion,
it's easier to lie.
I think we're going to see some horrendous things coming out. I'm hearing a lot about the CCP government being extremely insolvent in China. I'm getting that from the NFSC, and they allege that the mining the mining community in that Guizhong district down by the Three Miles Dam, that they're going to end up seizing a lot of those assets, that the CCP is going to seize them to stabilize their own government. I just think it's too questionable. I don't, you know, the point is you think it's being stored somewhere. You're not positive of it. They act as though it's all been nailed down. It makes me apprehensive because I still don't know who created Bitcoin, Sam. Where did it come from? Who's behind Bitcoin?
Well, they just tell you that they tell you that they don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've got a problem with that because I don't believe that for 2 seconds. I also don't believe the government would allow it to flourish if they didn't have an agenda in its flourishing, if you will, right?
No doubt about it. You see it being used on the dark web. It's still being used to transact lots of criminal transactions. They know it. They learned everything they needed to know about criminal transactions in Bitcoin from the Silk Road case. At the end of the day, none of that's changed. It's still going on that people are accepting Bitcoin for illegal weapons, drugs, narcotics, human trafficking. It's a standard operating procedure. I don't believe the government would continue to let it go on unless there was a much bigger plan here. And I'm wondering if it's going to be to actually wipe people's, their liquidity out.
That's the eventual goal. What they're waiting for now is a good excuse. And they're waiting, for example, this Sam guy that melted down and his digital currency and, huge stories about Bitcoins being, you know, somehow diverted and then locked up and nobody can get them and everything else. And all these things are going to basically eventually push and say, that's why we got to have a CBC. We got to have a, you know, cyber currency kind of plan that the government controls, because all this moral hazards coming from these other solutions, they want them to flourish enough to where you can't go backwards. And once they do, then they'll start the takeover. They're not in phase two yet. They're in phase one, where everybody's just like thinking it's the digital gold rush. But I'm telling you, write it down, it will not go well. How am I so sure? Because I understand honest money versus fake money. That's how. And whenever you promote a fake money system, whenever you promote fiat, you create something virtually out of thin air. You know, you tell me how a one single supposed digital entry in a blockchain is worth $72,000. How does it, where's the value there? You show me what, is it real estate? Is it manufacturing? Is it, okay, you show me hard value that it provides, and we'll talk about it. But until then, hey, what makes it worth $72,000? And the answer is the confidence game. It's a con, folks. And as soon as people lose confidence, you saw what happened to Bitcoin last time they did. It melted way down and everybody went, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Now it's on its massive all-time high. But how long will it be until you see the massive dip? Look, it's not genuine, it's not real, and it will not last. It will be an absolute disaster over time. Guaranteed. You don't know who created it. You don't know what back doors are built into it. You don't know what the government will do to it and regulate and make changes. And if the government eventually feels more of a threat, they'll take it over, guaranteed. There's no hope for us to run a financial system outside of all governments. It is not possible and will not happen because the governments will just take us to war if they have to stop us. Or they'll simply unplug the internet. They'll pull the kill switch on the net, and then you won't be able to access your money. Don't people realize how stupid this is from a technical point of view, Lance?
Well, obviously not, because you see all the hype constantly. I mean, a Sam Bankman-Fried case should have been enough to really get people Amen. Lost hundreds of millions. They haven't found
that
money.
Happens,
they
though,
haven't gotten
when all
it
of a sudden
back.
You can't get to your digital wallet. You don't
have
whatever.
And it's happening over and over again. The wallets are getting, over and over again are getting stolen. That seems to be a recurring theme. But in the Sam Bankman-Fried case, they haven't even made all the Democrats and Republicans that got money from him. And mostly Democrats, I want to say, they didn't make any of them repay the money that they got. And they know they got it illegally, that he shouldn't have given it to them.
And that's what we mean by the criminals are just running around free with zero accountability. Anyway, enough of that. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's considering one of two people to be his running mate now. New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers, or possibly former wrestler and politician Jesse Ventura. What do you think of those two running mates for RFK Jr., Lance?
I have to be honest. I'm a fan of Jesse Ventura's. I remember all the things he was out
of. He certainly does not play by the rules, does he?
No. He's an ex-Navy SEAL. He's an extremely...
And when I mean rules, I'm not saying he breaks the law. I just mean he's not a party guy. He doesn't follow the rules of the parties. And I love it.
I love it. I think he's an extremely tough guy. Like I said, he's an ex-Navy SEAL from SEAL Team 12. He really has done his time as a tough guy. He's unwilling to go along with the status quo. I like Jesse Ventura. I've been trying to get him on for an interview on the Big Mig show because I want to interview him because I think he's an interesting character that has a lot of information, and he's never been hesitant to put it right on the line every single time.
Former governor, so he's got some experience. Aaron Rodgers, not taking the vax and some of these kind of things. And, I don't know how well Aaron Rodgers would do. I don't think he's seasoned enough. But Jesse certainly is, and I think there's a lot of good candidates, but I like to see them proposing real shakeups to the status quo is what I like to see, Lance.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, let's get out of that career politician mode, and let's get the people that are sitting in the other side that really haven't played that game and haven't made it a lifelong commitment of, treachery. So I agree with you, Sam. Let's shake it up. Let's get some different faces there. Let's get back to government for the people, by the people,
Amen to that. All right, the House Judiciary Committee now opens an investigation into the Department of Justice, or DOJ's, arrest and persecution of journalist Steve Baker and J6 political prisoners. Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit, has this piece. I commend them, and, I appreciate them starting an investigation because I think hopefully we can find out what's going on with Steve Baker and how wrong they've been and abusive they've been to Steve. On the other hand, though, do we really just need another investigation to go nowhere and riot about, but nothing happens? Lance, is that really where we're headed with this thing? Come on now.
My feeling, I'm tired of the investigations. I'm tired of, we're going to have another committee overview it. I'm tired of all that. I want to see some accountability. I want to see some actions. Let's get some of these people locked up for what they've done. We still haven't seen anything on the Russian collusion hoax, and they've been supposedly investigating that. That's a dirty 51+8. How come there haven't been any arrests for that?
It's been years and it's been millions and millions of dollars too, right?
ridiculous amounts of money and wasted money. But I mean, that's what our government does, right? That's one of their areas of expertise, wasting money.
Amen to that. We've got to rein them in. That's for sure. And the way to do it is reduce their funding. And that starts in the House of Representatives, just so everybody knows, where the purse strings are at least delegated by the people to be controlled. It is the law of the land, I might add. Now, presuming it becomes legally clear, the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Okay, everybody's kind of getting there. We've been there from the start, but now people are getting there. But now that it's abundantly legally clear that the 2020 election was stolen, the question is, will there be anything ever done about it? WorldNet Daily is asking this question, and I think they're asking the right question, Lance.
I mean, for sure. The leftists colluded. Our own government colluded. And the whole purpose was for throwing the election. But once again, consequences, accountability. Where do they face the charges for their actions, Sam?
You know CNN got caught literally committing fraud against Trump, don't you? We'll play the soundbite and prove it in seconds on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, you don't believe there's election fraud, maybe. You've been, accepting the lies they've been telling you about it. We've got ample evidence there's election fraud. I've got a clip back from 2021. Yeah, 4/14/2021, so April 14th, 2021. All right, and it's a CNN clip about how CNN literally committed fraud against Donald Trump. Here's the soundbite from the news.
A CNN director admitted that the network actively worked to get President Trump out of office, even creating propaganda on issues they knew little about to further the goal. In a secretly recorded conversation, CNN technical director Charlie Chester said, "Look what we did. We, as in CNN, got Trump out." USA Radio News.
Now that's 3 years ago. USA Radio News documenting this. Literally 3 years ago, almost to the date, Lance. And we find out that they literally committed fraud and virtually admitted it. And now people tell me, well, there's no evidence of election fraud. Wait a minute. CNN literally worked to get Trump out of office. And they say it worked, even going so far as to peddle propaganda. You got the CIA and the FBI doing the same thing. The CIA really are the ones who really created the fraud for the election. They're the ones that suppressed all the stories against Joe, promoted all the wrong stories against Donald. And they literally committed election fraud. I'm laying at the feet of the CIA at this point for the primary election fraud. But think about it. 3 years ago, that soundbite, how many people even really realized that? I kept the soundbite and just found it the other day and went, isn't it more relevant today than it was when it was released? Wow.
I think it's incredible. It's election interference, which is a criminal, and that was an overt act that they actually admitted to. And, you know, the CIA's been doing this. They've used Graphica to control narratives since Graphica's inception. That's part of their plan, right? They work with Facebook. They work with Instagram. We're working with Twitter 1.0. And of course, they were controlling narratives. They were suppressing factual information, just like this radio soundbite, and acting like it was all just one big fat conspiracy and this was the safest and most secure election in history, which is absolutely not the truth. At the core of it, we've got the machines, and then we have this whole second layer of plan B, C, D, E, F, whether it's ballot harvesting, whether it's rescanning ballots and bringing out suitcases full of ballots to rescan them over and over and over again. We had counterfeit ballots. We have corrupted voter rolls. I mean, Sam, this voting system is screwed up. And my concern is, can we get a free and fair election now? Is it possible?
No.
Bingo.
Exactly. I don't mean to be rude and so blunt. I'm just telling you the answer is no.
100%. And if we don't fix that,
definitive, but I think that's the reality check. Unless we fix it or do something different, we got to have same day voting. We got to get rid of the mail in balloting. We've got to have, the counts under the penalty of perjury for those who count. We got to have precincts document their number before they send their information up the chain, if you will, so that you've got a local verified number under the penalty of perjury for multiple count watchers and counters and all that. Same day voting, paper ballots where you can document or recount, no problem at all. You know, they've got to put these things in place, and if they don't, we'll never get a handle on this. In fact, it's getting worse, not better, in my opinion.
I have to tell you, if it isn't in person, if it isn't voter ID, if it isn't hand counting of ballots, and then I think you probably need some blockchain embedded technology in the ballots themselves so they can't be counterfeited. That's the only way to do it, right? And then use blockchain to track the votes all the way through that, so individuals know their vote actually got counted and who their vote got counted for. I agree with you, Sam. Until we get back to that sort of voting, I don't think it matters. It doesn't matter how many votes you receive. It all comes down to who's counting at the end of the day for you to actually be the elected official that the people of the United States choose.
All right. Actor Robert De Niro goes psychotic on us, Lance.
Yeah, he is. So let me say this. I think it goes deeper than Robert De Niro. I think what we're looking at here is the meltdown of the left, and especially it seems like Hollywood is at the tip of that. You've got Hollywood, you've got athletes, you've got social media influencers that are all complaining that if Trump gets in, we're going to lose our democracy and it's going to become a dictatorship. And I think it's incredible. Robert De Niro goes off on this potty mouth triggered rant about President Trump. And I think this Trump derangement syndrome is fear for them, right? At the end of the day, a lot of people say this is related to the 1998 case where De Niro was connected to an international escort ring that was using children to service Hollywood elites and clients like De Niro. Was the connection there? You know, I don't know the whole history of that story, but it sounds to me like, I mean, let's face it, does De Niro really matter at this point? He's on the back end of his career. He's becoming less and less influential. Yeah.
Speaking of worthless, though, this guy's talking about, Donald Trump is worthless and everything else. What does this guy bring to the table, may I ask? An ancient acting career and that's it?
Yeah. Exactly. And that's my point. Who is he? And why does he matter at all at this point? In my opinion, you have to look at it from the perspective of why does De Niro's opinion and why is he in such a panic? I don't think Trump cares, about De Niro at all. But this rant, we've got to hear it. I know we've got the soundbite for it. Let's take a listen to this because it's crazy the way he's talking of if he's so important and so relevant that it should matter what he has to say.
He's such a mean, nasty, hateful person. I never play him as an actor because I can't see any good in him. Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing redeemable in him. And whoever the people are who want to vote for him, and there look like intelligent people around there, somebody, for some reason, it can't be. It cannot be. If he wins the election, You won't be on the show anymore. He'll come looking for me. There'll be things that happen that none of us can imagine.
I mean, listen to the speculation in that statement. Trump hasn't made any comments like that. But I will tell you this. If Robert De Niro is involved with pedophilia, and if any of these other Hollywood elites and Hollywood celebrities are involved in pedophilia, then yeah, they better get ready for the consequences, because I do believe he's going to drop the hammer on that across the country. And he needs to, right? Isn't it all about protecting our children?
Without question, if you can't protect the most innocent among us, the babies, when it comes to abortion, and or the youngsters when it comes to child and sex trafficking, and you can't, you know, the whole goal of government is to protect life, liberty, and property. And if you can't protect their lives and their liberty and their private property, their bodies, what can you protect, Lance?
I mean, it seems obvious to me. I just had a great guest on last night, Scott Bottoms from, he's a representative in Colorado. And he's been trying to get bills passed to protect the children from pedophilia here in Colorado. And yet all the Democrats are voting against it. So to me, when the Hollywood elites and the Democrats and that far left thinking go against something like protecting children, which seems so blatantly obvious and simple to me, that seems to be something that shouldn't even be in question, then they've got a bigger plan. They're either part of the pedophilia or the human trafficking and the child trafficking, or they are just absolutely insane. And I'm going with they're involved, Sam.
I'm going with it's different levels for different people. And the problem is, I think a lot of people don't really realize, because, again, it's kind of like the military. It's an as-needed kind of basis that you gain knowledge and information. I think a lot of these people are puppets that believe in something, and I think if they really got the truth, they'd be in for a rude awakening. And the example that I'd give is a lot of these people believe they're going to be among the elites when it goes down and the tyranny takes hold, even more so than it already is at some point, that they're going to be in the upper echelons of the elite class. Most of these people are going to find themselves eventually taken down and removed or killed along the way. Their useful idiotness is over, if you will. And so a lot of these people think they're going to be in the special classes, and they won't, Lance.
There's no doubt. They are simply a tool for the agenda of the elites. They've been used. They've been paid to be used. We know many of them receive money to make endorsements, political endorsements and otherwise. You have to think about it from the perspective of, I agree with you, Sam. What will they provide beyond the scope of what they do now, which is just convincing the American public through star adoration of where this is all going, right? I mean, at the end of the day, they're unnecessary to these elites and what the future is, what they want the country to be.
You're right about that. All I can tell you is time will tell, but they're putting these clowns, these actors, actresses, you know, porn stars, whatever. The more debased you are, the more you seem to get primetime television, the more you get primetime audiences to speak to with filthy lucre contracts for big money. And the more you're kind of involved in these criminal activities and tied to the deep state. In other words, the more compromised you are, the greater chance they'll give you a venue, Lance. That's abundantly clear as well.
You know, there's lots of theories out there. You know, just recently at the Oscars, you see John Cena, you know, butt naked on stage. And a lot of the people say that was his humiliation ritual that's related to Illuminati connections. Is it true? I have no idea. But why they're behaving in the manner they are in Hollywood and the way they operate, whether it's Taylor Swift telling the Swifties, you need to do this to vote, and trying to control the outcome of election through, you know, celebrity influence. It's the same thing on social media. I think it's all disgusting. At the end of the day, they ought to all stay in their lane, Sam. I think they should just stay doing what they do. Be an actor, be a social media influencer, be a sports athlete. At the end of the day, a pro athlete. At the end of the day, you don't need to get involved in politics. Stay the neutral line.
All right, when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about the headline, Rigged. Top state official confirms 2020 presidential race was absolutely stolen. Leftists colluded for the very purpose of what? Throwing the election, ladies and gentlemen. You don't believe me? Bob Unruh, WND.com has the details. I'll break it down just for you next hour, but I wanted to tease it this hour. More evidence of election fraud is the point. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Lance Migliaccio with me. We're talking TheBigMig.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, and our nationally syndicated radio networks, LovingLiberty.net and Brighteon Radio. Thanks so much to all of you radio stations up and down the line. God save the Republic. of the United States of America.